Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. You know, one of the things we found out recently is that small business owners are worried about what's going on in the world, about all of the issues, all of the things that are happening across the world. And the way I know that is because we asked you that question in a recent online poll, our online poll that you know we have on the website and in our newsletter. We asked you about that. Are you worried? Are you concerned? How concerned are you about the current state of the world? Almost three-fourths of you, like 74%, said that you were either very or extremely concerned about the state of the world. Three out of four. Either very or extremely concerned. You know, now is this different from past decades? You know, I'm a child of the Cold War. I learned how to duck and cover when I was in elementary school. Things were pretty stressful in those days. But what we found out was after a half century, more like it, of aiming nuclear weapons at each other, the West and the communists. Both parties finally chose life over ideology. Mutually assured destruction worked in the Cold War. We chose life over ideology. In recent years, terrorists have inverted this reality. They've turned that choosing life over ideology upside down by employing to their murderous advantage two icons of the very society that they claim to hate, technology and markets. They've used technology to hurt us, and they've used markets to fund their technology and to fund their deeds. But just as these icons are ironic levers for terrorists who place no value on life, those same icons become benevolent tools in the hands of those who do value life. Indeed, when tolerant humans use technology and markets, they do three very good and very peaceful things. They communicate, they conduct business, and they share values. The 19th century French economist that you've heard me quote many times before, Frederick Bastiat, observed that when goods cross borders, armies don't. Frederick Bastiat, when goods cross borders, armies don't. I've been told that no country with a McDonald's in it has ever attacked another country with a McDonald's in it. Bastiat could not have imagined that today, thanks to technology, goods and values are able to cross borders at light speed now, right? When I've traveled abroad, I've learned small business owners in different countries, when they know each other, they discover more in common than not. That's right. When the small business owners that I have met around the world are fundamentally very, very much like their peer, their counterpart on the other side of the planet. So I submit that a small business in Kankakee, Illinois, connecting with an e-commerce customer in Kabul, Afghanistan, can, over time, neutralize impediments to peace. And when a Main Street business in Bangor, Maine, shares a best practice with a peer in Baghdad, Iraq, ugly hatred can morph into the beauty of shared values. When goods cross borders, armies don't. The 18th century Irish philosopher Edmund Burke said, "All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." Well, regarding this current debate that we're having right now about whether to have boots on the ground or not in our fight against terrorism, in my opinion, there's no greater army of good men and women than small business owners around the globe, everywhere on the planet, leveraging technology and markets to do business and to share values across borders. When goods cross borders, armies don't. The carcinogens that metastasize into terrorism are three things: ideology, intolerance, and ignorance. But since centuries of politics and wars haven't solved this conflict riddle, is it ignorance or ideology when Western leaders don't include in their peace strategy, not their war strategy, but their peace strategy, they don't include a potentially powerful and abundant force? Small business trade. Why? Is it ignorance or is it ideology that as they're thinking about sustaining something long term? When we were thinking about leaving Iraq, as we think about leaving Afghanistan, as we worry about countries are on the margins, and how do we install tolerance and knowledge and learning and values? You don't do that with armies, folks. You do that with trade. You can do it with small businesses. I believe that. Many organizations that have members who are Main Street business leaders can be used to promote business boots on the ground virtually anywhere in the world. If I were president, here are the two that I would start with. President Blasingame would deploy local chambers of commerce and Rotary International. The people who are the primary stakeholders of Rotary International and chambers of commerce are business owners, small business owners. The largest constituents of those two groups are small business owners. So why not use those two groups, the membership of those groups? You've got chambers in the United States who have sister chambers in other countries. Why don't we continue to do that? You've got Rotary International chapters all over the world. Why not bring those people together and have them talking so that they can do what Bastiat said? Goods crossing borders prevent armories from crossing borders. And I believe in time, terrorism too. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.